This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now, a fix for climate change that won't cost a thing. All right, so that's one interpretation of a report published today in the run-up to next week's big United Nations climate summit by a group called the Global Commission on the Economy and Climate. There is, don't you know, lots of fine print, though. The freebie math only works on the global economy level, balancing costs and benefits before you look at who pays the cost and who gets the benefits. Marketplace's Dan Weissman takes a closer look.
The Global Commission's report projects that one way or the other, the world will spend around $90 trillion on infrastructure in the next 15 years.
And our argument is that it would be smart to invest the $90 trillion in a good way.
That's Jeremy Oppenheim. He's director of the Commission's new climate economy project. He means things like transit for well-planned cities instead of highways to sprawling suburbs. He says the real message isn't that fighting climate change is free, but it doesn't get in the way of economic growth.
So those people that claim that these two goals are in conflict, they just don't have the evidence on their side.
That argument addresses a pointed question that developing countries often ask about climate change efforts. That's what Trevor Hauser of the Rhodium Group says. That question, how about us?
The West got rich following a very specific economic pathway,
which generated a lot of pollution.
And that in a carbon-constrained world, that pathway will not be available to developing countries.
This report suggests another path. However, there will be losers. Countries spend about $600 billion a year subsidizing fossil fuels. Somebody will miss that if it goes away. David Victor is an international relations professor at the University of California at San Diego and author of Global Warming Gridlock.
People who are going to lose from costly climate policy know who they are and are therefore raising concerns about that. And the winners, many of them don't exist.
Just like wind and solar barely existed not so long ago. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.